For 5 decades, Ralph Nader has spoken out against injustices he's seen in the commercial world and in government. The longtime consumer advocate and sometime presidential candidate grew up in Winsted, Connecticut, and he still lives there today. And today he's organized and is moderating a panel discussion at Yale University entitled Showdown for Democracy, Lawyers, Whistleblowers, and the National Security State. And he joins me now. Thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
One of the panelists at today's event is a lawyer for NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, and a second represents Snowden's family. What do you think about what Snowden did in releasing documents that revealed the extent of NSA spying?
Well, Edward Snowden basically engaged in civil disobedience. He saw that the American people were not informed that their telephone conversations and their emails were being snooped on by the NSA. And he felt that was a violation of a democratic process. So he took all these inside information, and they are basically documenting criminal violations of federal law, because without judicial approval, no federal agency can simply scoop up all telephone calls of millions and millions of Americans. So Edward Snowden blew the whistle on crime. Ron Paul thought we need more Edward Snowdens. Rand Paul has praised him. That's the libertarian approach. The polls are showing that the American public opinion is moving in his favor as they see one disclosure of government abuse after another.
And perhaps the rare instance of you agreeing with Ron and Rand Paul?
Well, I think there's more convergence coming between left-right. I'm coming out with a book, actually, in a month called Unstoppable, the Emerging Power of Left-Right Alliances to Dismantle the Corporate State. That's going to be new political realignments on things like revising the Patriot Act, the bloated military budget, military empire abroad, corporate welfare, bailing out Wall Street, and these corporate managed trade agreements that are severely eroding our sovereignty.
Back to Snowden for a moment. What about the argument that what he did made Americans less safe?
Well, that has not been demonstrated, just like Bradley Manning's disclosures have not been demonstrated. After WikiLeaks released what eventually turned out to be leaks from Bradley Manning, the State Department a few months later said, really no problem, it didn't damage national security. Now, let's say it did damage national security, what Edward Snowden did. How much national security? Secrecy has been far more devastating to the United States of America. We invaded Iraq under Bush and Cheney based on secrecy, based on lying and distorting and falsifying information about the Iraqi government.
In your own experience, you targeted federal agencies who you felt were committing injustices, and you filed a landmark invasion of privacy case against General Motors when they were investigating you after you went after them. Do you see parallels between what you did and what Snowden has done?
There's no parallel in the sense that I was not disclosing GM secrets. I wish I was, because they were secrets that covered up unsafe cars and not recalling defective cars at the time that killed and injured people. But I got material from lawsuits and depositions and interrogatories in the U.S. Patent Office showing that GM had safety devices long time that they weren't using in cars. There isn't really a parallel, but it is important to recognize that information is the currency of democracy, whether it's democracy vis-a-vis big corporations or big government or other powerful institutions. The right to know is essential to exercising our civic duties under the Constitution.
Well, Ralph Nader, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome.